Parental advisory is advised. This content and language is not suitable for children. Shit might be said that might hitch up under the skin, and it might be a low blow. But guess what? It's funny as fuck, though.
We got titties in the building.
Say what? Hey, say what? Say
we
what?
We got titties in the building.
All the way from Cincinnati, Ohio. Titties in the building. With your stankin' ass.
You gon' be in New Year's in church.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' go straight back to work.
With your stankin' ass.
Why your kids still playin' up in dirt?
With your stankin' ass.
Hold up, your alternator don't work.
With your stankin' ass.
Now you gotta try to crank it first.
With your stankin' ass.
Oh, see, you gon' be late for work.
With your stankin' ass.
And you ain't gon' have no fucking job.
With your stankin' ass.
We done been overseas with the shit. Telly Joe, fucking these hoes on the low. Niggas talking about them niggas funny hang with that shit. But
international.
Tell what, I'll fuck your bitch and I'll pay that rent. Hey, anytime she call me, she gon' get up on these dicks.
Now, hey, ain't no telling where you might see me. I'm posted in the A, but hey. I might jump on the plane and parlay vous or La France, cause my name knows I got the jokes. I'm everywhere. You see me with it.
Hey.
I'm up in Africa. I'm telling jokes in different cities. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
I said they small and they round, but
felt some different titties. Hey!
I like smoking weed. I like getting high.
Hey!
I make bitches mad like BC Young Fly.
Hey!
Bitches walking out, bitches pulling up.
Hey!
I'll apologize when they say I don't give a fuck. Crazy man. Crazy man, crazy man.
Two, if you give him some of that pussy, he'll give some of his dick to you. Give him some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking.
Give him some of that pussy, baby.
I don't like asking.
If the pussy is real good, then please don't give me some. But if the pussy is great, then Carlos really wants some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking. Give
we'll be ready in just a second, right?
We'll be ready.
That ain't my A, man. You know how that shit go. The 85 South Savages, once they get on your ass, it's over with. You just gonna bring one sandwich? Oh, that's pizza. I thought the nigga had a sandwich. You can eat pizza, but if a nigga have a sandwich, that's just fucking disrespectful. Type of nigga have a sandwich. Yo, who got some lotion? I'm about to run to the car, man. Fucking winter then snuck back. What type of shit is this? She must be going through menopause. She swear she hot all goddamn day. How the fuck you hot all goddamn day? The craziest shit I ever seen.
As the niggas who listen to podcasts listen to.
Come on in, G. Tyrone, we can get you right over here. Get you set up. You got your cool ass hat. You ain't gonna want these headphones. We'll just make sure we can hear you. Come on in. Yeah, that's why we brought you on here to talk to the young G's. This what they listening to. What's this blue shit you drinking?
No, this water.
That shit look like some life elixir or something. That's shit to keep you young. Got that liquid Viagra. I know what it is. That's why the shit blue. You want a Red Bull? You got some? Oh, I need some too. I need some Viagra because I want to do some revenge fucking. DC Young Fly gets love from everywhere. Man, go on, get on the album.
I'm 10.
What? All right, we almost ready. You got your blue juice?
I got it, baby.
Got the blue juice. Have a player mint. Yeah, here you go. We got plenty of shit. Real professional right there. Hey, throw me the Crown Royal bag.
Yo, ain't nothing going on.
Uh-oh. See, good thing we did it.
Ain't nothing still, nigga.
Oh. He don't have nothing. I can hear you, though.
You can.
Yeah.
It might be these. Then.
Oh, your shit ain't plugged up.
Hold up, I'm scared. All right, there we go. Coming down.
What are we looking like on the frame, JoJo? Hey, we're looking incredible. Craig, yeah. J-O-N, Tyrone, you know, I don't know if you heard about the 85 South show.
No, it's I just heard about it the other day, man.
But see, I'm glad we got a few minutes so I can let you know.
Okay.
What the 85 South show is. You ever been over a chick house and she got a whole bunch of clothes on the couch? And she be like, they clean though. That's the type of chicks that listen to this podcast. Yeah. You ever been riding with your homeboy who owe you $20? And he getting real quiet when you get towards his house because you know he about to ask you for another 20? His nephew listened to this podcast. So I'm just trying to bring you up to speed on the type of audience that we have. Okay. Hell yeah. You know the strippers that steal money out the lockers?
Right.
They listen to this shit right here. This podcast right here is for people who let their kids take a nap on the floor in the middle of the living room. That's our demographic right there. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Most of the people who listen to this show, they car ain't never passed inspection emission since they had it. You know what I mean? Yeah. They just know somebody who worked down there and gave them $20 to pass them through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catching
give
you
them
up.
A sticker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm, I beg.
Who from Creative Loafing? He is? Yeah. Shout out to Creative Loafing. They got a black person working over there.
Oh, that's your boy.
You what's your name, bro? Oh, what's up, man? Where I know you from? Hell yeah, that dude was the asshole parking lot dude. I remember you. Yeah, I remember you. I remember. Oh, okay. Remember you. I be like, I know that nigga.
85.
Yeah, I know Dredd then.
80.
It's amazing how motherfuckers change.
85.
Welcome back to the 85 South Show.
We in this bitch.
We are in this bitch one more time.
In this bitch one more time.
My man DC Young Fly.
We in this motherfucker, man.
How the fuck you been?
Man, slow motion, man.
Congratulations, you had another show premiere last night.
Hip Hop Square.
Hip Hop Hollywood.
We're not motherfucking playing with these fools, man. This shit crazy, man.
How fun was that shit? That shit looked fun.
That shit was lit. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It was like, let me go ahead and grab one of these. Ah,
go
it
ahead.
Was lit. Like, that shit was lit. You really just go out there and say what the fuck you want to say.
I can really see that taking over the hood. You know, black people love game shows, and then they got some real ass black people on there.
No, real black people. Like, they even got Khalees. My neck. No, that's the other one. That's Kanye.
Khalees with the milkshake.
My bring out all that shit. It's the same shit. Same
head. It's basically head.
Same shit.
Bro, that shit was so funny when you was like, boobies, titties, no. That shit.
I was thinking it was titties for real. Her boobies. Never her boob. That's a booby. Root word.
Shit falling all over and shit.
That shit is lit. You know, we niggerish in here.
Hey, man, how long have this been on? Been like a minute and some shit? I just wanted everybody to see my jacket. I'm about to take this bitch off. I just wanted
that's a nice brand jacket.
Yeah, I had
jacket,
to make
bro.
Sure motherfuckers saw that, though, man.
You going to take them to church this episode?
Nah, we ain't going to church, man. This some street shit right here.
This some street shit?
This some street shit. You thought we was on some church shit.
I ain't know. Man, ain't no wrong with praising the Lord.
Since you going to bring it up, we might as well go ahead and give a proper introduction. You know
you
what
gonna
I mean?
You going to have to introduce his ass. I don't know who he is.
Well, that's what I'm trying to. That's why I brought him on here today, so you can know who it is.
I want to know.
Man, see, people always be talking about this street shit and repping the city and shit like
he
that.
He got the bricks.
So I went and I had to find an OG who been in the city.
Been in the game.
I'm talking about when 285
was
just
a highway.
Because,
you know, OGs ain't really out like that. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's what I'm like, saying. It ain't but like 13 OG. Of them left.
Real talk.
He number 6 of 13.
Real talk.
Y'all show some love, my man Tyrone. OG Tyrone.
Yeah, any nigga named Tyrone that's what is an OG.
You got to believe what he say. He
any
the OG
nigga named
Tyrone.
Tyrone is an OG.
OG, talk to him. That's the microphone, man. That shit came out. 2000
hey,
well, something.
Listen, man, I'm gonna say something right quick. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me on the show here.
You know we had to have you.
And well,
you ain't gonna fall asleep,
bitch. I appreciate that. Hey, listen, I came to Atlanta from Detroit. I'm from Detroit, right?
Detroit players? You okay. know he a real gangster from Detroit.
Most
first
definitely.
Of all. So he got a pistol on him right now.
No, I was or I was a player type. I didn't have to carry no pistol.
There it is.
I could talk real good.
There you go.
Okay.
That's why he here. Go
so
ahead.
He's a pimp.
Go ahead. Just talk to
so
him.
So you a pimp.
I didn't say that.
He didn't say that either.
Oh, okay. Player, okay. player.
But I had a little training. But anyway.
There you go.
Yeah. So I come here in 1970, right?
How old you were then?
I think I might have been about 21, 22, right?
Okay.
I just got my first Cadillac. I was coming out of.
Hey, that's how black men remember time. I had just got my first Cadillac. Paid cash money for it, didn't you? Paid cash money for it.
No,
damn it,
I didn't pay for it.
Now you would have topped the story off if you would have paid cash money for
it. Any nigga with a Cadillac, I know what you're doing.
That's how black men mark time. I remember my father had an '87. Hey. My son was
Cadillac
born.
Back in the day, like Chevys nowadays. I know what's going on.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
if you got a Cadillac back then, however you paid for it.
There you go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, but anyway, we pull up in Atlanta. About a week before the fight, Muhammad Ali was fighting back here, right? Because he's coming from the draft, and they wouldn't let him fight nowhere in the country, right? So they made a deal so he could fight here in Atlanta.
Nigga, nails mighty pretty.
So I was there about a week before, right? I was standing right there on 14th Street, right off of 75. They had the roadway in. This is before all them big buildings and all that shit. They had one hotel downtown,
mm-hmm.
the Regency.
Muhammad Ali
one
fight.
Hotel in Muhammad Ali fight. 1970, okay. right? So
yeah.
It was one hotel. No other hotel. The Marriott one here. The Holiday Inn one here. Uh-uh. It was just one named Regis.
Nope.
Hey.
Niggas so, weren't allowed. They was allowed on the 8th floor.
Well, let me tell you about that part.
Interesting.
Hey. No. That was the only hotel we was at. We was all in that hotel. But let me tell you what happened. So I'm standing at the Roadway Inn, the motel, right, on 14th and 75. And so I had a lady with me, you know, she's a lady of the evening. So we.
Lady
so,
of the evening.
So I met a guy.
Take that one.
So I met this brother named
this bitch
Cold
is the
lady
Blood, of the
right?
evening.
Cold Blood. He from Atlanta. So I meet him, you know, he pimp kids. So I meet him. So we talking and this and that and chopping it up. So he said, hey, man, now listen. Don't let your girl go down 14th down towards Buckhead. Now, you can't go nowhere there. See, black folks at nighttime were loud in Buckhead then.
Okay.
Especially, you know what I'm saying, no ladies of the evening.
Real talk.
Not going towards Buckhead. You come down towards downtown, but not Buckhead. No. So, anyway, we there about 3-4 days for the fight, you know. So, now, when the fight come around that Friday, folks start coming in from everywhere. I'm talking about everywhere. Because this Muhammad Ali had been out for about 3-4 years, right? I'm talking about you had, true story now, you had.
Come on, Dad.
You had the movie stars, Diana Ross, all them, and then you had the underworld.
Okay.
Now, at this time, the underworld, I mean, this was the real underworld here.
The real deal.
Yes, real
deal. The one called the underground, called the underworld.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, so everybody gets in town there, right? You know, so before they get in town, we go over to this guy's house, Cold Blood, take me over to this guy's house, and dude named Chicken Man.
Chicken Man.
Got Cold Blood and Chicken Man.
God bless the dead, you know. And me and him came out to be good friends. So he had some young cat, I'm 21 years old, so I get up
his
there,
lady of the evening.
I get up there in the house, man. We go over there. Now, they got a little crib here. Like, I guess it's, you could call it a place where you go get your head right?
Yeah.
Barber shop?
So we go, huh?
Oh, the other head, spot, right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Might as well. Yeah, you can call it a barber shop.
Before they called it a massage place.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your head right.
So you get,
finna
you
go up yonder.
Right. You get a drink or some good spirits, you know what I mean, or whatever, right?
Good spirits.
You know, everything, right? So we get in there, and so it's three cats in there, older cats, and they about 30-something, you know. Now, I can look at them, I can tell, I can look at them and say, now, these are real cold-blooded players, yeah. You know, I can look at them and tell, right? And they chopping up something about 21. I really want to get over there in that set, you know, but they sitting over there, they got their little stuff and they talking and stuff. And so we couldn't get over that set. We youngsters. But see, back then, you know, you had to stay in your place. You know what I mean? If they over there, unless they say, hey, young blood, come here, man. You know? I said, don't say nothing. So we get out of the stuff and we go, right? So anyway, man, everybody didn't come in town, man. Look here. It looked like Gotham City. They got these Cadillacs and they got these bubbles on the top and these big lights. They call them Al Capileros. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, look here, man. They in the town. So Wednesday they start black coming. Folk. Black folk. Okay. Thursday they start coming. Friday they... Friday was Saturday. So on Friday, everybody here. Oh my God. So we down in the Regency, man, you know. So I walk up in the Regency, and I'm coming up, and so on the news has said, they told all the white folks from the sticks and everywhere, out in the countries and things, because the place wasn't built up. You got to bear in mind now, it wasn't built up like it is, not.
Right.
So these white folks from the stick, they say, you got to come down here and see these niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about they got Batmobiles and Dishmobiles. And, I mean, boy, they... So look here. I'm walking up and so two white dudes and their wives, they were coming up here now. In front of the Regency, it's like a horseshoe. Nothing but Cadillacs, and all of them was Al Capileros. They got bubbles. I'm talking about looking like I said, like Gotham City, man. You know. And they walked up, you know, and another dude pull up in there, man, little fly dude. He pull up one of them Al Capileros, man, convertible. You know, stand with the donut on the back, and he pull up, you know,
with
he
the donut
out,
on the back.
And one of the white dudes said. He said, by golly, would you look at him? You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, it had blowed their mind, man. They had never seen nothing like this. You know, they had never heard in the South or never seen black folks doing something. This is the first time that they had seen it. So, I mean, you could imagine, like, they was like, they were just messed up, man. They was like a... So, the next day, man, that Saturday, everybody here now, that Saturday morning, we stand up and... on Hunter Street in front of Pascal. So they had this boy named, gonna be a good friend of mine, named Ali Khan, right? He's out of Chicago. Anybody in here from Chicago? Nobody from Chicago. So Ali Khan, he's there from Chicago, right? So Ali Khan, he come out to Pascal's, he got a meat coat. This is like, it's October now. He got a meat coat, cape on his shoulders, right? He got one. So he come out and he talking. He comes out. So he got this meat coat up, caked on his shoulder. And
keep going.
So he got this meat caked on his shoulder. And he got this flat top hat that, like, you know, comes up like that, round, come up like that, but he got it smashed. And he got it up under. He got it up under his jacket like this here, right? So he stepped up around, he got the stain coat up, cape on, he stepped out there. Now they got TV cameras and everything. They rolling, you know? And he stepped up there. He said, yeah, now, he's a pimp kid out of Chicago, living in New York, big time pimp kid, right? He reached down in there, everybody looking at him. He reached down there and grabbed that hat and was smashed like a pancake. And he said, pop! And that thing popped out, cocked it on the side. You know what I'm saying? They took a picture of this here. The news took a picture of it, went around the whole world. And this picture went around the whole world in the New York Times, man.
First viral.
So let me ask you this. So you tell
first
saying,
viral Instagram
that's what
pimp
I'm saying.
Picture.
Yeah. So you saying that these black people came down here for the Muhammad. Let me catch everybody up for people who might have got lost. All the black people came to the city for a Muhammad Ali fight. And they were so fascinated. All the players, the street thugs, you know what I mean? The underworld. Like you said, the underworld. They came to the city. Flooded the city. Yeah, the entertainers and shit came to the city fascinated the white people because they never seen black people have money like this. And they putting, they so fascinated by niggas with money, they putting pimps on the news and all in the newspaper and shit around the world.
Okay, now think about it like this. So we catching everybody up, right? This was the first time ever that white people seen a whole bunch of fly ass niggas
with money in
money in the South together. And they were just like, I be damned.
First time
ever.
Blew their mind.
Because you got to think about it. Wasn't nobody really fighting before. Right,
let me ask you this. What was the underworld like in Atlanta in those days? Like you were here in the 70s. What was going on in the city? On the street side.
Were they obedient back then? Cause now they hard head like a motherfucker.
Well, you know, you always had some fly black folks out of the South. You always had them.
Like myself.
They came from the South.
Like myself.
They came up north. So they, you know, you didn't have those many of them, but you had them, you know. And especially the ones that would travel, you know. They were pretty downcast.
So you're telling me they originated in the South?
Yes.
Because you came from up north and came down here and was like, I want to be one of them.
Yeah, well,
did y'all come from the South first?
Well, the game was in the, you know, we were in the South first before we got to the North. Yeah, so naturally, the game come out of the South.
Y'all hear that?
Where your family come from before y'all?
Y'all get that swag from us, nigga.
My family come from, from Georgia.
Okay.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
You know, my daddy was from Marietta.
Marietta, okay.
Yeah. You hear that, boy?
And let me tell you.
He moved to Detroit, came back down here and found his heritage and roots.
Back then in Marietta, you were going to knock your socks off. Now, in 1927.
Might have to get him old.
Man, hold up. Before you say it, yeah. This is the 85 South Show, time traveling exclusive. Yeah. 1927. Yeah.
Wait
black
a minute.
Person, yeah. Lego.
19, who did fly. It? My grandma was born in 19.
He not even 20.
My dad was born in 1931.
Bro, he about to tell us about some shit that happened on some pimp shit in 1927.
I want
to
hear.
Somebody make sure you record this on something. Get this on every medium.
1927.
1927.
When slavery just got through.
No, it wasn't.
My father had one sibling in the family, him and his brother.
Right.
So my grandfather came home from work. In 1927, it was actually in Kennesaw, Georgia, next to Marietta. He came home from work, caught his wife in the bed with another man.
Your brother?
My grandfather.
Oh, God. Okay.
My father's father. True story.
Ben Horn back in the day. They Ben Horn.
Hey, 27.
Ben Horn, y'all hear that?
Before the stock market crash, for
real. Hoes been hoes.
He went and got his shotgun.
Yes, sir.
He went and got his shotgun.
Like a real nigga.
And killed both of them. Oh. The man and her.
Oh,
and
shit.
My grandmother.
Your granddaddy.
Went to jail in Kennesaw, Georgia. And the next day, they told, because he was like, quote unquote, a good nigga, not a troublemaker. So it was all right if you killed another black person. You know, it was all right. As long as you wasn't no troublemaker, it was cool.
That's why them niggas was shooting like that in American Gangster.
They let him out of jail and told him he had 2 days to get out of town. He grabbed my daddy and my dad's little brother and they got on the train. Then went to Pennsylvania. Needless to say, man, back during that time, man, I mean, black men had it pretty hard back during that time. Now, you know, so he drank himself. He just kept drinking, you know. And needless to say, he didn't trust another woman. Right. And needless to say that, you know, mm-hmm. He didn't trust another woman. And so they didn't have no programs, you know, back then where they could help a guy out.
None of that big brother shit.
No, none of that.
None of that bullshit.
No, none of that. You know what I mean?
That's why you the man you is today.
He stayed crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? He stayed crazy. Yo.
But let me ask you, what turned you on to the street like?
His granddaddy told him hoes ain't shit.
His granddaddy told him, wait a minute.
Them hoes ain't shit. He told his dad and his daddy told him, hey, look, my daddy told me to tell you hoes ain't shit.
Well, you know what?
All right, Peter, whoever
that
was.
Man, like, I come from. I'm gonna take you back.
How far we going back? We going back.
This is 1917. My grandmother was born. My grandmother on my mother's side was born in 1903.
I was born in 92, y'all, so just remember how old this shit is.
1917, she was on her own. Right? She's coming from Memphis. She was on her own, man, and she was down. She did what she had to do to take care of her two daughters, which one was my mother and my mother's sister, you know, did what she had to do. So, you know, when I growed up as a little boy, man, I'm, you know, 4 or 5 years old, and my grandmother in Detroit, you know, so when the people, my grandfather would be downstairs and they gambling, he'd be cutting, and she'd be upstairs and, you know, and had 2-3 ladies from the neighborhood. They were, you know, the regular, you know,
I know what's going on. For those who, you got to watch the video in order to see his eyes to understand where he's going. You got to watch the shit on YouTube to see. Because he's looking at you like this. Look, she upstairs with three other,
now, you know,
man.
You know. You got three or four.
Yeah, you know. From the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got you.
It was ladies of the evening.
I love it. Ladies of the evening. Taking that with me. Who is this flat lady of the evening?
This is the 85 South Show. You would be glad to know that those ladies that you're talking about, they're great, 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 great granddaughters. They busting it open for us right now today.
Right
and
now.
They watching the show.
No. They're ladies of the evening.
They ladies of the
day. You got to make it sound like it's
They used
nice.
To just do it in the evening. They do the shit all day now, Tyrone. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
They starting early, early in the morning. You the OG. You ever bought some of that back page? You know what that back page is. You know what that back
You know how they say, you know, back then, they like, they paying for it now?
Yeah, they paying. Yeah.
Shit.
They let you look at it before
they
you
really
buy
own
it
that by themselves?
Yeah.
With no guidance?
Tell you everything about
that
themselves.
That ain't the lady of the evening right
they
now.
They do it all in the evening, morning, all that.
Yeah.
You ain't know
he
that.
Said, yeah.
They out here. They out here. They independent now, though. They don't sell pussy with a team no more. They figured out how to do it all by themselves. Have no coaches out here.
Oh, they don't have no macaroni. Huh?
They ain't no.
Ain't no macaroni.
Cheese on top of them.
Ain't no macaroni. They just out here being Ronis.
Tyrone,
these are tenderonis. That's what they
you
out
came
here
up in a good time where you could actually pimp and live and support yourself.
We're not now, calling it pimping.
I'm saying he came up in a time where you could do that. But I would hate to tell you now that these niggas have ruined that shit. Yeah. Dick ain't worth but 3 cents out here in these streets.
If that.
You can't even get a postage stamp with dick now. You out here trying to fuck to live. That's why so many niggas
you can't
homeless.
Even act like you trying to clean a bitch up without her thinking you trying to be her boyfriend. Bitch, I ain't trying to be your boyfriend. Trying to clean you up.
One thing about the game. Now, the game don't change. Mm-hmm. The people do.
Yes, sir.
You know, so you still got a few people, and they having a ball. That's pimping.
And they having a ball.
Oh, you got a few people that's pimping. They having a ball.
Exactly.
Because everybody else doing something else.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that in there.
You just got to understand who is who and who want to be guided. That's all. You know, sometimes you can't save everybody. You just got to let them wander.
But to get back to answer your question about what brought me in the streets.
Yeah, what brought you in the streets, man?
You know, and back during that time, man, when I was coming through, you didn't have a whole lot of people, you know, that you could look up to black folks that was doing this. You know what I mean? You might have one doctor in the neighborhood, you know.
And that was really the doctor in the neighborhood. When something go on and somebody ain't got insurance to go to the hospital, old Tyrone running his ass down the street to come deliver that baby. For a little cup of change.
Yeah, the doctor would.
Yeah, the doctor would, not Tyrone, because you over there saying, damn, who the fuck done did that without a rubber?
But
the market up.
This way before rubbers flat.
But to get that straightened out, you know.
Hold up, before you get it to the street, right? When they brought rubbers out? When did that really become a thing? Where, cause I know back in the day, y'all were having fun, nigga. It was
they
like,
was fucking for
it
real.
Was skin on yeah, top we, of skin. It was like yeah, sex
we,
was
we
sex.
We was doing the Naked City then.
Woo!
Naked
yeah.
City.
Naked City. I could just imagine.
Naked City.
Back in the day, man, Naked City, man. Yeah. I'm talking about every time, though. Every time. Now that nigga can count how many times he Naked City. I can count it. I done fucked a lot of I can count. I think I can.
Hashtag Naked City.
Hashtag Naked City. Oh lady God. Of the evening, Naked City.
Ladies of the
I'm going to say that next time. I'm like, hey, babe, I'm trying to go to Naked City.
I'll be trying to tell him, Tyrone.
I'm hey, like, what, bitch? Naked City.
Rubbers ain't come out to about 81. Rubbers.
So why did Rubbers really come out?
Man, because somebody
you weren't there, nigga.
Because somebody fucked a monkey. Bro, I'm 30. I'll be 34. He don't believe this shit. This shit all, nigga, I remember. I remember back nigga, when they first started putting Rubbers out. Lifestyle was the first ones I ever seen.
That's
Rubbers
crazy.
Is new.
So when did Rubbers come out,
Shit.
Okay,
I'm talking about when y'all really were like, what the fuck are these? When y'all were looking at them like, what the fuck are these?
Well, they had Rubbers, man, back, you know, in the 60s, they had Rubbers, but ooh, folks weren't this. Using them many Rubbers.
Exactly.
You know, but
exactly.
every now and then, a guy would get burnt, you know.
now and then.
See how you know, cool it was? You got burnt, hell yeah. What about you? Oh, he ain't fucking then. He ain't fucking.
Hey, man.
But, nah, but when that thing come along, what you talking about that monkey. He bit somebody on the backside, they say.
That's you know? What they say. So we know say. Better. We know better
so
than
they
that.
Say. Yeah.
I know white people. White people freak as hell. If they'll kiss a dog, they'll fuck a monkey.
Man, they fucking
they
everything.
They kiss a dog, they will fuck a monkey.
They will fuck anything.
Shit, they'll fuck anything. They done fucked all the other animals.
They fuck each other.
I ain't saying all white people fuck animals. I'm just saying all people that fuck animals.
I know some white people, some nice white bitches who will fuck this monkey. And this monkey give them the business.
Oh.
You hear me?
Oh.
All in that pussy. Caesar.
King Kong all in that
pussy. King Kong. Get done. Nothing on that whole face. Not all on that whole face.
Forgot to tell you this nigga was crazy, Tyrone.
But yeah, man,
but
Naked City. Bring it back to the fun day
bring
night.
Bring it back, man,
hey, that
Naked
fight,
City.
I want to tell you one thing.
Tell me about the fight.
Fight
I ain't going to get over Naked
Muhammad
City.
Muhammad Ali fighting
that
in
Muhammad
Atlanta,
Ali fight.
1970.
After the fight, he beat Jared Quall in the third round, TKO, right?
Knocked him out.
Jared Quall.
Yeah, the white guy.
Technical knockout. Okay, after the party, after the fight, they had a big party. True story now.
Oh, we believe everything you say.
They ain't have video.
Hey,
you, so we
believe everything you say.
Everybody.
They had cameras, but they ain't have
streets,
them.
Everybody entertained. Everybody came to this party over this guy, Chicken Man's house.
Chicken
right?
Man.
And there was a robbery that night at the party. They robbed everybody at the party, right?
Everybody.
At
you
the
too?
Party got robbed. I'm going to the party. We get lost. That's the only reason we don't
get lost. He get lost. You him. We get lost. Hey, let's make the left. You sure? Nigga, make the
trust
left.
Trust me.
Trust. Let's go to the left.
they robbed the whole part. That's a movie type
I'm
shit. That's
hey,
a heist.
Hey,
back in the
movie,
day, it wasn't bullshit.
It's a movie being made about it right now.
What's the name of it?
It's called... 133 Rome Street or something like that. That's the street that the party was on, right? And at that the party and at the same time, Frank Matthews, not Frank Lucas,
right?
Frank Matthews had a summit here in Atlanta that he had all the blacks and the Hispanics heroin dealers. Mm.
And
I mean, y'all, if y'all on the video,
yeah, Frank
y'all
Matthews, could, original
put
gangster.
Frank Matthews, right
yeah.
There. Frank Matthews.
They don't know
was
where
the
hell
only,
Frank went.
Not Frank Lucas.
Frank Matthews.
Frank Matthews was the only guy in America that never went to jail.
Never.
No. He caught a case and he disappeared. They caught a case and they arrested him. He got on a bond and he disappeared. Only guy ever disappeared. Right. He was bigger than Frank Lucas.
Right. Major paper. Exactly.
How why they ain't make no movie about him?
I'm telling you, they making one right now. You know, I'm gonna have an authorization to the script. They making one. Hey, they doing.
You get the reward, well, $20,000 back. That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, there you go, right there.
Yeah, I seen the story. He had a major paper.
Yeah.
Big heroin.
Only
deal.
Guy ever got away.
They don't know what happened.
Right.
To this day.
He paid a nigga. Got the fuck on. I give you a million. So he got the hell on. Okay, so what about Frank Matthews? What happened?
Well,
that's a nigga named Casino. That's not Frank Matthews.
I was gonna say that nigga look like Casino.
Yeah. You know Casino?
Yeah, I know. That's my son's artist.
Oh, okay. Say no more then. Hey, you in the streets for real. That's Future Brother.
Huh?
I said that's Future Brother.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Exactly.
That nigga look like Casino. Nigga know him.
They know everybody. I told you this why he the OG, man.
Nah, he real OG. So what about Frank Matthews? I love shit like this.
No, he got away. You know, he got on bond. He got away, you know. But he's going to be in the mood, right? Because they had a summit that same day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what was you asking me about?
He got lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just asking what got you out here in these streets, man?
My daddy was 63 when he had me, so I know what's going
man,
on.
Hey, man, the opportunity wasn't that much. I wasn't going to school. I wasn't going to go. I mean, you had them black folks was going to school at that time.
Back then, school was good, but they were dropping out like a motherfucker.
I come home. In 1967, I had been in prison. I went to prison. I was 17. I come home. I was turning 19 in Detroit. In 1967, they had a riot in Detroit. You ever heard about the riot they had in Detroit, where the United States government was in the streets of Detroit with tanks?
Yeah, robbing.
Do you niggas read or what, man? Yeah. Anyway, man, you understand what I'm saying? Hey, they was in the street.
Oh, it's a big time difference.
They had a riot, right?
They crazy.
They burnt the city down. The Jewish people had all the businesses in the city, so they burnt all the businesses down.
Crazy.
1967, big thing. I never read about this. Okay. Anyway.
Now it's just dope to hear.
So I come, I come home. The riot was in July. I come home in November 19th, 1967. I never forget it. I walked up there to the pool room. You know, so to show you what a loser that I was. I thought it was a hell of a thing because I came out of prison, right? You know, so I'm shooting pool. And I see these guys in the pool room. I mean, they had to be in the house when the street lights come on, you mean before I left. Now they got their head dead and they got a pocket full of money and they passing something. They was talking and they passing something. I never seen this. This is the first time they had hand-to-hand combat in the street,
right?
You know, with drugs. But I don't know what they're doing. I never seen this before. They passing something.
And when drugs just hit the street.
Yeah.
And what year this
was? This hair on. 67. This first time. The United States government flooded the streets of Detroit with heroin, headed by J. Edgar Hoover.
You heard it from somebody who was right there. Up shit. First of all,
they got it from when they was over there in war and shit.
Before then, the U.S. government put the drugs down via the mafia. This is before Frank Lucas and all that kind of stuff. This is 67.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I came on that day, and they passing something, but you can't see it. And dude sharp, and you know what I'm saying? These, 23 months ago, before I went to prison, these guys was on the porch. They had to be in the house when the street lights come on, and they were doing all kind of stuff. I said, damn, what's going on? And so one guy said, hey, Ty, say, come here a minute. He called me. And he said, hold your hand like that. He took this little capsule, pull it apart, some white powder in it, put it right there. He said, sniff that. So I turned around and I gave him my bag. And I dropped it on the, I did like this here. And I act like I hit it, but I did. Yeah. And I said, thanks a lot, man. And I went back shooting pool. I was shaking. I was nervous. I say, oh, that's what they passing around here. they passing this heroin. This is the first time that, now, drugs have been, narcotics have been in the street. They call it narcotics. Mm-hmm. They've been in the streets in the 50s, in the 40s, but it was for jazz musicians. You know, you couldn't, you know, you couldn't come off the street, you know, like anybody and come up and say, hey, man, you know, who got the smoke? Who got it? No, you couldn't do that. You know, if you weren't somebody in the know, see, get on out of here, monkey-ass nigga. What are you talking
about? I need some paper, but you don't get your regular ass on. You ain't no musician. Nigga, really. You play the trumpet, fool. Where your trumpet at?
This is another episode of the 85 South Show, kicking it with the OG Tyrone.
No, this shit is interesting. My talking
man,
about drugs.
DC Young Fly.
I want to hear more.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
No, he talking about it. All right.
This is a real history,
the
man.
The 40s and the 50s.
This our uncle.
If you weren't a musician, you couldn't get no coke.
We didn't adopt you.
No, heroin, you couldn't get no coke.
So what hit the streets first?
Heroin was in the street first before the coke. See, the coke was something that the heroin dealers would just give. Mm-hmm. They were giving
that shit away.
Was love in the street. You buy some heroin with these.
You get a 20. That much. You get a 29 of nigga. That shit.
Well, you know, the cocaine. Was hope you find been, that the shit. Cocaine was supposed to have been something, you know, like for the elite.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is for the party with the girls. And, you know,
like
what
some
I mean?
Ecstasy.
You know what I mean? But the cocaine at that time, the psychology was, you know, heroin. It was physically habit forming, but cocaine was not addictive. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm in prison in 67, I had a brother die of overdose of dope. Okay? It's my older brother. We was real tight. I said, you know, he used to take up for me. I said, well, if dope kill him, I know I ain't got no business messing with it. Mm-hmm. He's showing up tough. You know what I'm saying? I said, I ain't got no business messing with it. So anyway, we round there in the after hour joints and with all the slicksters hanging out, and they sniffing coke, and they say, hey, here, Ty. I said, I don't mess with narcotics, man. No, this ain't narcotics. This cocaine. This for players. You know what I mean?
That's why I couldn't be born back in the day. I definitely would have been. Hey! Don't you know no good? I would have been on it. I'd be like, I'm damn so a player. You damn so right.
He's been saying this shit for the longest, man.
Nigga, I'd have been a sniffing coke head player. Hey, bitch. Get over here. I go get it for you, Ty. Wait, point out. Point out. Which one? You want her right there? Come here, Ty, won't you? Let me see what it hitting for before I go tell Ty.
Hey, man, you fucking retarded.
This bitch ain't listening, Ty.
So these were the kind of spots where they were doing this out. These are spots like where, you know, where Richard Pryor would hang out at, and, you know, and different things like that, you know. I mean, you come to after the Arbor Joint, man. I used to come after the Arbor Joint and see Richard Pryor. What's up, Richard? Hey, baby, what's happening? I really got to say this here because I really liked it, Richard Pryor, man. Because Richard Pryor did a snowball job on America. I mean, he talked about every aspect of America in a way, you know. I mean, he talked about, let me just show you what he did, man. He talked about the mafia, you know, and made the mafia, you know, friendly, you know, where blacks could come around, the way he would talk, the way he would bring things out, man. You know what I mean? Richard was, you know, but my man was Dick Gregory. Now, that's my man. Mm-hmm. But I like Richard, too, now. Don't get me wrong, now, you know. I like Richard too, but Dick taught me a lot personally. I personally had more experience, you know, and just trying to, you know, clean myself up,
mm-hmm.
You know, because I had a, if I tell you about that coke side, I thought coke was heroin. So I thought it was all narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what my mama said, never mess with no narcotics. You know, so And then they said, no, man, this coke, this is just for players, man. So I was trying to be that. So
let me ask you. He said it in that voice. Hey, man.
So he hit it. So you end up hitting it, Ty.
Why the nigga with the drugs always got the cool ass voice? No,
because he high.
This ain't no, no.
He high. This for players, man.
This for players, baby.
Your voice gonna change soon as you hit it, I swear, man. So you end up hitting it.
No, no, I didn't hit it then.
You didn't hit it then.
I'm telling you, if you was raised in the 60s, late 70s, if you ain't want to hit cocaine, but you at least attempted it to know that this one times, for you.
How many times can you turn the nigga down who be like, no, man.
This for players,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you, dog.
Everybody around you like, trust him.
It ain't going to fuck
trust
with you,
Todd's scared. He's scared, man. He ain't
look
no
at
player.
Me, baby. Do I look like a junkie, baby?
That was a perfect line. You right. You right.
I told you.
Then they give you a little bitch.
Ebony, go with Ty, baby. Make sure he all right.
Make him feel good.
And then you in there now.
That's fucked up.
Now
man.
You high and getting hit.
Yeah, then they give you a little
now you really
taste
think you're a player.
Shit. Nigga, no, he ain't give you enough. Man, give me some more, man. He ain't give me enough.
Mm-hmm.
No,
they give you a little bit where you can't feel it. You be like, it's all right, we hit it again, baby.
That's when he change on you. No, baby, it ain't no more free. No, baby, it don't work like that. He you got your ass. I love how you threw it in. I ain't hit it that time.
This ain't a party pack.
That's funny. Okay, so when you didn't hit it the first time.
So what I did is this. I went to Detroit Public Library, and I looked it up in the library. Yes, sir. Was cocaine habit former? That's all I wanted to know. And it said it wasn't physically addictive.
That's what it got your ass.
What's the difference between physically addictive and addictive?
It wasn't physically addicted. It was psychologically addicted, meaning you could think about it and you was hooked.
Right.
That's even worse than the physical.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I think weed is physical addictive.
So all I heard is that it wasn't physical.
Right.
I was cool with that.
Okay.
You know, because my man, go back to you just said it, my man, they was giving him the cocaine at first.
No, time. Baby, we ain't got the bag. It's free, Tyrone.
After they hooked him on it, and he come back, say you got the internet thing, say, yeah, you got 20.
Ain't no more free.
Yeah.
And 20s was like the size of this mic here.
Hey, $20 was a whole cup of cocaine. You get a whole cup of cocaine for 20.
At that time,
but the cocaine was cocaine.
Pure. It was pure, too.
Yeah. See, in them 80s, in them late 70s and them 80s.
That's when they started cutting it.
Not even just cutting it. They switched it. They put a little cocaine base on it. You know, like about 20% cocaine, 80% synthetic.
They were fucking the game up.
Because it wasn't the cocaine that make you do all that crazy stuff like them people smoking crack now.
Yeah.
See, you know, dudes, he's smoking crack one after another. You can't smoke cocaine like that. You take cocaine, you hit it one time.
I like the way you
hold up, say it. Hold on, hold on. Just say that shit again.
He got to say that shit one more time. Real talk. You can't smoke cocaine like that. God damn it. That was real. That touched my soul because I'm from the street. That touched me. Like,
man,
you can't.
But the
they
way
smoke
he said,
crack.
He just letting you know some shit
back.
Going on, man.
Listen to me. It made so fucking much sense because if you ever been to Trap House nowadays, they come back to. Nigga, I will see. And you be like, bitch, why you ain't buy $500 worth of crack at that one time? You have spent $1,000 with me today. You feel what I'm saying? Like, back then.
$20 at a time, though.
Back in the day, you spend you a 20. I probably won't see you the next week.
That's pretty much right.
Good coke. And by the way, he said, you can't smoke what? Cocaine.
So that's some shit I ain't heard. He said there was just some cocaine base.
But that's just, first of all, niggas thinking they been re-rocking shit like they just started putting a little 50%. Did you not hear this nigga? Back then, money was money.
Right.
Them niggas, he said he put 20% of cocaine. Think about it, they buy a real brick. And I put 20% of real cocaine. And they was giving out this much. So that's why. They really weren't giving out no cocaine. They was giving out this much of fucking... Nigga, that's why it looked like they had money, because they had so much cocaine.
This cut was coming from the CIA. Now, let me tell you what happened.
Whoa. Hold up.
Yo.
Fuck.
Y'all want me to tell
this? Man, tell a motherfucking trail
story.
Y'all want me to...
This is brought to you by the nigga named Ty Knight, 85 South Shore.
85 South Shore exclusive. Put the shit out there.
Hey, man, listen. 1980, I'm living in Dallas, Texas. So it's this dude, we in this crap game, right? Big table like this. Bunch of crowd of dudes, we around there, we shooting craps, right? So it's a guy that's a cab driver. He don't even gamble. He go to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. He dropping a white boy off. Time they get home from the airport to the white boy's house, the white boy then proposition him about giving him some cocaine. The white boy, the CIA. Mm-hmm. So they give him 87% Bolivian cocaine. That's the best you can get. You take one little pinch and you take a one and hit it, you might go invent something. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, hey man, they had famous philosophers and all that.
You got to be smart to think it's real. You heard what that nigga Eddie Griffin said? You got to be high to always want to talk to a nigga who ain't even here. You got to be high.
Hey, man, look here. So after they hooked him on the real stuff, then they switched it with the synthetic. But they got you hooked because you looking to get the real stuff again. Mm-hmm. And you can't ever find it. So you keep running. So now here you go. 80s and 90s and 2000s and, you know, and folks ain't never had no cocaine. If you gave them some cocaine, they said, no, I don't want that. Give me that stuff over there, make me keep running and getting it. They wouldn't even take no real cocaine because they don't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
They never seen it. They never had it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And this was coming from the U.S. government.
That's fucking
this
amazing.
This is the way that you destroy a neighborhood. This is the way... You know what destroyed the streets?
What destroyed the street?
Drugs. Because for the drugs, it was.
How they do it, though?
How did they do it?
How did they do it?
Well, what they did in Detroit. That's an example. What they did in New York with Three-Way Willie. I mean, in California. Yeah. Y'all read about that, right?
Hell no. The man in our books at school,
Freeway,
know about Abraham Lincoln and shit like that. Yeah, I know that nigga right there, freed the slave guy.
Yeah, so how they did it, man? You know, they just destroyed. You know, they destroyed the neighborhoods, man, and start putting all the people. They started with the heroin, start putting them all on heroin, right? Yeah. You know, then the women, the guys start getting the women. Everybody got hooked on heroin. Before, you know, it was just, heroin was just for like only jazz musicians and, you know what I'm saying, folks like that, you know. You couldn't get no heroin. You couldn't even buy, back in the day, in the 40s, a black person couldn't buy a Cadillac.
Why?
Because wasn't no black person supposed to have one. You weren't allowed to have a Cadillac. That was a white man's car.
What the fuck?
So who the first person that really just took it and it was like, shit, fuck well, it. They got the money. Give them niggas that shit.
Good question. You smart.
I'm a street nigga. Y'all know. OG respect another young OG in the making, baby.
Yes, sir. Hey, let me tell you how it happened. In the hotels, mm-hmm. They had the bellhops.
Right.
You know, they were, girls were working the hotels. You know, ladies of the evening.
Here they go.
Yeah.
Ladies of the evening.
And so the bellhops would, you know, get the lady for the white guy who would come in, right? So the pimps in the neighborhood, they start going to the bellhops and say, hey, homeboy, look here. Would you tell that old white dude, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to buy a Cadillac. The Cadillac costs $3,000 then, you know. I'm going to buy a Cadillac for $3,000. I give him $300 to do it for me. So to the white boy, you know, he buying sex in the hotel, you know, he want to be cool with the blacks, right? So he go get a Cadillac.
$3,000.
Boom. And that's how they start buying Cadillacs.
That's
so
crazy.
They had so many of them, right. Then, you know, the Cadillac deal said, shit, just let them niggas buy some Cadillac.
Wow.
So, but the Cadillac was $3,000 back then.
$2,000 before that.
That Craigslist, yeah. Right now.
$1,000. Hey, shout out to niggas for being that's smart enough to beat crazy. The system.
We
every
been
time.
Beating the system.
Every time.
I just let you know how this shit just went over. Just, oh my, cars are $30,000, $40,000 now. This nigga said a Cadillac was $2,000.
Brand new.
And you got to think about it, niggas was really getting money back then. Like, $1,000 was a lot to somebody who really wasn't getting money. And niggas who was really getting money, $1,000 was like, it was changing. That's why pimping was pimping. It was changing lives, people. You know, I would give a bitch $5,000 back then. I own your bitch for at least 3-4 years.
Man, if you had $5,000, you can go buy a chick straight from her family. Yeah, well, I'm taking her to California. Well, bitch, get your bag. This man showed up with all this money.
He love you. Stop crying. He loves you and your family.
Get your stuff.
You ain't never gave us shit. He come here and just give us money. We don't even know him, but we love him.
Your mama cuss you out. Got this nice man out here waiting on you.
That's crazy. Now that you can't even take a bitch out to eat. Yeah. Like, bitch, I just spent all that money. You still ain't gonna give me that puss? I'm always bring them hoes back. Like, bitch, don't you know Cadillacs were $3,000 back in the day? You owe me and my great-great-granddaddy some pussy. Your great-great-grandmama owed my great-great-granddad some pussy, and it just went on down and trickled on to you.
Yeah.
Now give it to me. Yeah.
So how the streets got messed up, man, was
heroin.
The drugs. Yeah. The drugs really
still
messed
fucked
the street
up. To
up.
Day
and
too.
Then and then the drugs messed the street up, and then you had, you know, so now before the drug dealers now. See, we're always drug dealers.
Oh, I know it one.
Yeah. I mean, it was gamblers.
Yeah, it was the hustlers, the gamblers. See, I know me. I would have tried being a pimp, but I know I'm a hustler. I'm a gambler. I'd have been a smooth talker. Niggas be wanting to fight me.
Oh,
yeah, most definitely.
Ain't no question.
Oh, yeah. I'm going in. Yeah. Like, hold up, everybody hold your horses. Now this shit finna be a show. You sure you got your money? Get his money. Watch everybody. Look, check the door. We ain't going to listen here. It's a fair game. Don't nobody get mad, but somebody going to cry. Let's do it. You hear me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got to bait him in because it's going down. It's going down.
Y'all funny.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the drugs mess the streets up, man, you know. But I'm going to tell you, the first person that helped the streets out in the black neighborhood was the number man.
Word.
You know, that's before they had the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
He was the lottery. You know, it started by a black woman. That's why you seen that picture with Dutch Schultz and, Queen. You know, and Bumpy Johnson, you know. Bumpy Johnson was he was the muscle for the woman who had invented the numbers. It was a woman who did that, you know, in New York.
Motherfucker don't get no recognition. Yeah. They just take it, just call it the lottery, and just, now they just getting all our goddamn money.
So
we don't get no respiration.
At first, you know what I'm saying?
Respirations.
What it is? I knew it was round. Respiration.
My nigga
respiration,
said we don't
same.
Get no respiration.
It's the same shit. I just put an S and I got a lisp.
This nigga crazy, man.
Yeah. And the number man sent the first kids to college in the black neighborhood. Because did nobody have no money to go to college?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the number man had the money. And he sent the first kids to college.
So how do you become a number? Number man was like the first hustle, or was it just...
No, number man didn't necessarily have to... It was the first hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't the first hustle. I mean, prostitution, the oldest game in the world.
Yeah.
But the number man, he could be a church-going man.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers was accepted, you know, as just a way... It wasn't like no criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
I was 7, 8 years old, and my mama borrowed up a quarter, you know, and said, take this across the street to Miss Nelly's house and give that to her. I go over there. Miss Nelly got a stack of quarters and dollars hanging over here. I'm talking about, this in 55, you know what I mean? Money is tight, you know? Looking, so I walks back home. I say, Mama, I said, what are they doing over there? She said, oh, they got the number. I said, the numbers? I said, isn't that illegal? She said, oh, boy, that's just a way of life. So I accepted that.
So she came up with a plan and said, you know what? I'm going to do a drawing of a certain numbers. And you can bid, it's a dollar to put in, or it's a quarter to put in, but if you win, you get this certain amount. And she the one came up with that.
A woman came up with that. You know, put a penny would get you $5. A quarter, you know, would get you, a dollar gets you 500.
Mm.
You know, it was 500 to one, 500 to a dollar.
Mm.
And so she had it where through the races, through the horse races, a number would come out. And those were the numbers that they would use. Now, various different states had various different ways that they did that, you know. But in each major city, they had the numbers. Chicago, St. Louis, you know, Atlanta, you know, wherever, you know.
And yeah. They just took it.
But the numbers was the first hustle, but it didn't have to be a hustler who had the numbers. Cause like I said, church-going guys. But they the first people to send people to college. And then the mob wanted to take it over, right? The mob in each state, you know, wanted to take it over. The Ohio mob, the Detroit mob, the New York mob, you know. And then they got it back. And then they started doing business with the mob because the mob had to laundry the money, and the mob had the way to laundry the money.
Right.
So that's how the mob got back in. And then the state took it over and said, we might as well get some of that money. Let's have a lottery ourselves.
That's what the government do, and man. That's what, they just take it and they just say, that's why, like moonshining, and all that. Fuck it. We'll make the bill and we'll make the money off of it. Oh, we see you gambling on the street. No. We'll lock your ass up because we got casinos where you can gamble, where you pay us and gamble and lose a lot. And we just take your money. Like, God damn. Can't we just have some that y'all can't control? Oh, you want to smoke weed? Guess what? We're going to lock a lot of you motherfuckers up. And then later on down the line, we're going to make it legal and where you can buy it from us. Right. How about that? Cocaine, man, we tried, but it didn't work. Heroin, we put it out there, so that worked.
And before the drug era, a guy might get cut, you know, stabbed in a fight or something like that.
See, that was bad. There wasn't no gun.
But you didn't hear about nobody.
Them wise guys are getting shot.
Every now and then, you heard about somebody getting shot. Then when the drugs come in, folks get into getting shot, falling like flies, man. The drugs really destroyed the whole thing. I mean, the brotherhood that was amongst, see, you know, I mean, you had some brotherhood too,
right?
You know, amongst certain people, you had brotherhood, you know, and that was destroyed by the drugs. So nowadays, you know, you got guys that they don't know nothing about having a word or nothing like that. You know what I mean? That's just crazy shit. I mean, you know, a word. What do you mean? Everybody lying and cheating and crossing one another. You know, what I'm
ain't no bond. But nobody word the law.
Ain't no word. Ain't no word. Word bond. Ain't none of that.
Mm-mm, that's none dead. Of
that. That's dead. What's dead? Which it ain't dead. It's just not that plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dead because still there's people who got a word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, word.
People who live by their word.
You got to be a man of principles.
You got some people that are finesse just because they can. Just and it's over with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people could really, like, my word is law. Depend on if I fuck with you or not. You know what I mean? If I fuck with you. My word is law because nowadays I'm trying to do better business. So it's like, because what you put into the atmosphere, you're going to get back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I try to be kind. And so if a motherfucker crossed me, I'm like, oh, yeah, it meant for him to get slapped then. Yeah. That was meant for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have never did that to me.
Yeah. See, I felt like I could have grew, but I knew I would have been on cocaine, though. Like, I knew, like, back then when money was money, I'm talking about, like you said, like, niggas who was on the porch when you was locked up, and then you came home, and you was like, what the fuck? Like, they was getting money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so much money back then.
Yeah,
it was structured. Niggas really had blocks, and it was like, it was structured. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't just come out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be introduced. Like, hey, you want to hustle? Let me go introduce you to the nigga who owned this shit so he can. I'm like, nigga, you want to hustle? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is you? Who you just can't give you no pack? Oh, I know your mama them. So if you fuck up, you know I'm going to your mama, right? That nigga was telling. I'm going to tell your mama that I'm going to kill her son if I don't get my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I would have been a crazy hustler. On cocaine.
Y'all remember the picture of The Godfather, right?
Yeah.
You know they were talking about reading the shot The Godfather because The Godfather didn't want drugs.
Give it to the niggas.
But everybody else, they wanted drugs. They said, give it to the doctors. They, you know,
we don't do nothing. Drugs in this family. Yeah. Give it to the niggas.
Yeah. You know, they ain't, you know what I'm saying? They only animals anyway. You know what I mean? Right. And so they gave us that stuff and we started acting like animals.
Exactly what they wanted us to do.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then it got over, you know, to their children. And when it got to their children, now it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. How they get it? From the niggas. What? You gave it to us.
The player principle.
The player commandments, man.
Talking to the OG.
What are the player commandments?
We see you in here with this fresh ass suit on. We know what's going on. We know what's going on. You got to talk to the young players
what day
who
it
might
is?
Be listening to the show.
Tuesday.
Man.
Ain't no Bible leave, study going
you
on.
You
got to
leave
Tuesday.
Some game on the 85.
Unless you go to a cathedral church.
Nobody
goes to no cathedral.
I'll leave it like this here because, you know, actually.
Say something,
you know,
to the young G.
I'm not, you know, I'm a businessman now. You know.
You sell cars.
Who?
You sell cars.
No, but I will.
Oh.
No, but let me say this here. You know, this is what I can say to the young G, to the business person, to, you know, because, you know, to the 1%, you're all the same. Nigga's a nigga.
That is.
Okay? Ain't no difference. You know, then you a college nigga, then you, you know, you just a nigga to the 1%. Okay? So, but I leave the brothers, sisters with this here. You know, you get out of life what you put into it. It's like a bank account. If you put $25.70 in there, you can't get $25.80 out. You can only get $25.70. You can only get what you put in. So in life, whatever you put in life, that's what you can get back, you know. And, you know, when people say this can't be done and that can't be done, I don't care what it is. You know, you can do whatever that is that you want to do if you put that in your mind that that's what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
And you make and you say, by hell or high water, you know, I'm going to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it one day at a time. It's just like eating an elephant. How can you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's the only way you can eat it, because it's too big. So if you go to thinking about the big picture, you know, that's too much. Think about where you at. You know, man, when I started off, man, if they'd have told me, that I'd wind up doing, you know, some things that I did, man, I'd have told them, I might have ran away. That might have scared me myself, man, because mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about none of that. All I was thinking about is trying to learn the game or trying to learn the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't worried about the money. See, if you're worried about the money, you putting the cart before the horse. You know what I'm saying? That's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. That's a terrible thing when you do that, you know. So those are, you know, some of the universal principles. And you can apply them to anything that you want.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to people who caught up in the money?
Caught up in the money?
Yeah, what would you say to those type of
people? Well, I say this here. Through experience. I'm going to speak from experience. I ain't gonna speak about nothing I read, you know. I'm gonna tell you, when you get caught up in the money, it's like being caught up when you got this pretty girl. I mean, she is fine as wine in the summertime, I'm talking about. And you caught up in it, but she ain't worth 2 cents.
Right.
And you know she ain't worth 2 cents. But you caught up in it anyway, you know. The only way, you know, you're going to have to let her go. And when you caught up in the money, you're going to have to let that go and get caught up in what gets the money, not caught up in the money. The money dead. Money ain't, you know, it ain't live. It's just, you know, just money. It just.
Show him a little bit. I mean, just a little, you know.
He thought I was going
to
flash.
Yeah. I was like, he about to fuck the game up. Got them old hundreds. Nigga, don't give me that blue shit. I don't want that blue ass shit.
Yeah.
Give me the Harriet Tubman 20s.
Now we just getting game, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What would you say about the women? What's the OG take on the women?
The one that don't listen.
Just in general.
Bitch, you got
okay,
to
now,
shut up.
Well, now I'm gonna have to be fair.
I'm gonna have to be fair.
To the women now.
Got to be fair.
Of course, be fair to the
women.
But we gonna get some game from the OG.
Okay. Now, it's been a paradigm shift.
Talk to him.
Meaning that we all. At this particular point, this particular juncture, we all have to come together now. Man, the woman, the young, the old, the white, the black, you know, because you got some shit that's happening to the planet, you know, that it's going to take us. I mean, I can't say, man, you know, they talking about two suns and something going to happen and this and that and da da da. I mean, you hear all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
You know what I'm saying? You know, now, I don't take this here as just being something that's being just said.
Right.
You know? So it takes all of us to come together, because if enough forces come together, you can neutralize anything. Let me say that again. If enough forces come together, you know, you can neutralize anything. That means if something getting ready to drop on this planet, if enough forces come together, we can move it another way. That's how powerful that it is. That's how powerful we are. Particularly, you know what I'm saying, when we, you know, when we offer them drugs and, you know, we in tune with a woman, the woman in tune with the man, you know what I mean? You know, so it ain't about it ain't about being against about the women and all that. I mean, you know, a woman, all she really want to know is a guy, is he really with her? You know, is he really with me? You know, I mean, when it get real thick,
can you lie and say yeah when you're not?
Yeah.
Huh? Can you lie?
Yeah. But lies always catch up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lies always catch up, which I mean, why lie when the truth will do?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Let me say it again.
I always say that too, though.
Why lie when the truth will do?
Truth is the truth. And you can't go around, like, I hate when motherfuckers act like that truth is the truth. Like, if I'm telling you the truth, that's just what it is. Then you're like, why? I'll be like, bitch, I ain't no backup for the truth. It's the truth.
It just is.
It is. 2 + 2 = 4. Why, bitch? It is.
Ain't no way around it.
Mathematics.
5 minus 1.
Yeah, mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
You know. What else?
We getting it.
I mean, this church, hey.
I'm learning.
I'm learning myself. I'm just as happy sitting there talking to y'all.
Because you been had this shit just balled up in you just for the longest. You just want to tell somebody.
Hey, I'm looking for a platform, really.
We out here.
You come through and holler
at us whenever you want to.
Hey, I'm going to have y'all come on my show. I'm going to get
What's the name platform. Of your show?
Huh?
What's the name of your show?
Let me see what it's going to be.
He's talking about what it's going to be.
Hell, I thought you already had
no,
it. You thought
I said, no. He not yet, but I'm going to get one.
Well, shit, we coming on your show,
but
too.
But I'm going to be here again.
Most definitely.
Listen, fucking with it.
I love this here. I got so many things to say.
Well, Sam, we here to listen.
Let me tell you where rap started.
Well, tell them where rap started.
I mean, let me get some little feedback on that. Y'all kick it to me. Where did rap start?
Rap started a long time. You're going to be mad if I tell you when rap started
Come
for
on.
Me.
Come on.
Where it started?
Rap started for me with Eminem, you're going to be mad.
Come on, man.
All
right, well, that's just a pen.
I fuck with Eminem. He the reason why I fuck with rap. I ain't going to lie to you.
You're talking about when it started, right?
Man, slavery,
Slavery,
man.
Rap been out since the 20s.
Slavery, man.
It's been out since the 20s.
Rap been out since slavery.
It's been out.
They was talking about how when the fuck they were going
right.
to get the fuck
That's
out
what I'm
on
saying.
This field.
That's why I say it's been out.
It been so unique. They were like, look, we can't talk about it. Let's put it in the quilts.
Rap been out since
black people started speaking. We're going to draw this shit up. They were like, look, see how nice this shit is? Yeah, nigga, this the master's house. We're going to go through this shit right here. And we're going to go through the backyard. You see how green that is over here? This the backyard right here. Now, look.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not out, we riding.
Yeah, they been rapping ever since niggas been speaking English.
They been
that's
doing
where
that
rap
shit.
Started.
For real, now. And the white folk were like, damn, that shit sound good. Yeah, this is an escape plan, bitch. Fuck you talking
What's
about?
What's that song you're singing?
Yeah, it's called
Which
We
one
Leaving.
You mean?
It's called
Run
Leaving
away
Tomorrow.
To
Fuck you mean?
Call out of this bitch this weekend.
It's called Joe Gonna Die because he's
Now
slower.
Let's see what he say. Where it start?
Oh, but y'all hitting the nail on the head. I mean, you said the '20s. That's getting back to with it.
Started recording music. I think that was around the time they started letting black people record music.
Well, I mean, when they started rapping, they was rapping on the corners, you know. And it was real hustlers was talking about, you know, what other real hustlers was doing.
Right.
You know. And they would have toasts, you know. They would tell toasts.
Right.
You know, about what dudes were doing. You know, like, you might hear a guy rap now, but, you know, he ain't really rapping about nothing he really did.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? But back then, they rapped about what they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they had it's just like, this one rap, it's called Monkey D.
The shit that never hit the streets. It hit the streets?
Yeah.
Oh, where it came from.
I mean,
from.
I got, I.
He was the first underground artist, Monkey D.
Yeah, Monkey D.
First mixtape.
He was out of Spokane, Washington, right?
Spokane, Washington. Did they change the name of Spokane, Washington?
No.
No, it's just Spokane.
Okay.
So, called Monkey D.
Monkey D. The nicknames was like horrible back in the day.
So it went like
You this. Say he looked just like a monkey?
Yeah. Here's how the toast went. It said, now, in every town, there's one around, so my story won't be something new. I'll tell you this one slow so everyone will know. If you check, you'll find this true. Out in the old Spokane, there lived a man who was ugly as a human could be. He had ears like a donkey. He had a face like a monkey. He was a horrible sight to see. Each morning when he went walking, the neighborhood would be talking, and they would be laughing as he passes by. But he brushes his felt, and he laughs to himself, and he keeps his head held high. He's never too proud to say hello with a bow and tip his hat with a smile. He said, good morning, Miss Kate. Let me close your gate. And how's your daughter, Belle? He said to another, how's your dear mother? I hope she's getting along swell. He said, pretty Miss Lou, how nice to see you. I'm glad your sickness is past. Along with your wealth, you are a fine picture of health, and your daughter really has class. So he pepped up his face, and he turned the corner. He moved out of sight, right? And the first one he seen was pretty Brenda Lee. He said, baby, this money better be right. She said, ugly one, there's 10 grand in this sack and there's a grand in that pack. If not, there's not a one. So he went out of town, right? So while he was out of town, they chumped up some charges on him, right? He come back, they say, on the day of the trial, there was Cadillacs for miles lying before the courtroom door. See, the town became afraid because they thought it was a raid. They had never seen so many whores. See, the judge on the bench, he began to flinch because he knew something had gone wrong. Instead of a fool, this cat was real cool, and he was humming and grinning a song. They say, prosecutor, please stand and read the charge against this man. He said, Your Honor, the prosecutor said, Your Honor, my case is in order, and my witness is your daughter. Without her, I haven't got a clue.
Some are telling me that you is Monkey D. That was him.
This is the 85 South Show. You never know what might happen.
You never know.
We got somebody for everybody in your family.
Fuck yeah,
We're
man.
We're covering every age bracket. Don't make me bring Uncle Tyrone to your family reunion.
He's
and
coming
get
with me.
All your auntie retirement money.
He's coming. What
the fuck you talking about? Type of nigga that had a deed to some land.
No, I'm not really like that.
He ain't, but I am. God damn it.
Fuck that.
I ain't shit.
I'm bringing
and
Uncle Ty.
And I don't want to be.
I'm bringing Uncle Ty. Just so I can fuck me daughters.
I ain't shit and I don't want to be. Fuck it. Yeah, you. Not an option.
Yeah, you something.
Fuck that. Something. I ain't shit because I love special. The feeling of doing wrong.
That's yeah. Right, God damn it. That's why we partners. We just like two bank robbers. We ain't going to be shit together. Fly, you ain't gonna be shit.
I ain't gonna be shit.
I ain't
Make
gonna
a
be
toast.
Shit, nigga. Let's get together and not be shit. We ought to do an ain't shit ass show.
Girl told me, why you like that? I said,
we was real
it's fun.
Close. We was close to naming this to the ain't shit show. We were like, nah, we want some sponsorship money. Let's call it 85 South.
It was I be damn, but
yeah, but if
changed.
You say 85 South show, it's this ain't shit show. It's in
Same
the chain.
Shit.
Right.
Chinese letter.
Hell yeah. It's that new shit, man. I mean, what if y'all would have had podcasts back in the day?
They'd have been telling on themselves.
Yeah, explain to me, what is podcast?
You don't know what the podcast
no,
is?
No, I don't.
It's like the radio station without the music. You know the shit they be talking
you're
at the
not,
radio
You're
station.
Not getting a cassette tape at the end of this. I'm just letting you know.
We're going to send you the shit.
Shit going to be on something called the internet.
I already told them this podcast right here.
You're going to get at the end. So where can I find the tape? Ain't
this
no tape.
This podcast right here is for women that's 2 months pregnant and already single. That's who this podcast is for.
You ain't got a tape.
Yeah.
Like, nah, that. Well, here, take this tape. This people nigga named Monkey D.
People
like,
who break up at the pregnancy announcement. That's who listen to this podcast. Yeah,
okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Shit lit.
Hell yeah.
How you know you're registering up there? You're like, okay. I got it.
You don't be out here messing with them young girls, do you? Don't be letting them trick you. You know they trying to find somebody to pay their rent and shit.
I stopped that. I don't.
You
stopped? I stopped.
You shouldn't have started.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
But you know, when you got an OG man, he messing with a young girl, so let me give you a game on that.
Okay. That's what I want.
See, if he ain't got something for her to do, she going to have something for him to do.
Right.
And then when she got something for you to do, boy, you in trouble.
You know what I'm saying? I know exactly.
You're in naturally hot water. But if you got something for her to do, you know, now you might make it. Now, other than that, she got something for you to do, you're gonna be following her coming up. You're gonna be coming up and knocking them. Hey man, is Sally over there?
They don't do that no more. You can't knock on a nigga door acting
OG,
as a woman.
What you want here, man? You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm looking for, is she over here? She in the bed back there. She in the bed, right? No, she ain't over here, man. Why you keep knocking on my door for? You don't wait me here, man. You know? Now, she back there now. Ain't nothing no worse than an old man chasing after a young girl. If you chase him.
Now, that's sad. That's a sad sight to see.
Hey, look here. Ain't nothing more worse than that now.
Especially if you ride up slow and you got your glasses on and you looking. Now, look at this bitch. She think I don't know.
Now, if you got bank.
You ever had one leave you before?
A youngin'?
Yeah. Now, I'm just a woman. You ever have a woman leave you, you be fucked up. Tell the truth. Don't keep it playing.
Yeah,
Everybody gonna be messed
talk
up.
Talk to the fellas who might be watching this. How you deal with that shit?
Who going through it right now?
Who going through it right
who
now?
Thinking they, about going back.
They watching this because they fucked up. Shooting her. Hoping we got some life on.
Well, listen, let me tell you.
You gotta let her go, right? Don't get caught.
But if you messed up like that, man, you know, I mean,
she got to mess up.
You got to understand that, hey, this happens to everybody. And it ain't the end of the world.
To the best of them.
You know, so ain't no sense you're doing nothing crazy or nothing like that, you know. Just for one day, just for the day, for the rest of the night. What time is it now? Okay, so we in 1 o'clock. So
right.
Just for the day, you know, just get yourself together. Just for the day. Don't worry about
he's saying
nothing.
Jack off, man. Jack off, man. Yeah. Just don't worry about that bitch and jack off.
Now, just for the day now. Now, tomorrow, you can say, hey, I'm finna run behind that woman. I'm gonna do whatever she want me to do. You know, whatever. But today, I ain't calling her. I ain't doing this.
That
I
shit gonna feel a whole lot
just
better.
Just for the day. One day at a time. Then when tomorrow come, just say the same thing. Look here. Just for the day. I don't care what happened. I'm telling you, if my butt fall off, I ain't going to mess with this. I'm not going that way. Mm-hmm. Just for the day.
Right.
You know? I mean, because, you know, it happens to anybody. That's just life, you know?
Yeah, I just say fuck them, OG. Fuck them.
I say the same thing for the women. On the flip side, I don't want to say what. You know, I don't want to say, well, he didn't say nothing about the women. The same thing go for that.
Don't think about me.
One
just for the day,
lady.
One
day at a time.
If I did you wrong.
Say, I'm going to mess with him tomorrow. But today, I ain't thinking about him today. I ain't going to give him no thought today. It's one day at a time. Yes, and that's what happened, you know? That's how you take care of that.
That's crazy. You know? That's how you conclude.
One day at a time, you can do anything.
The 85 South Show. That's just, we're going to take it one day at a time. Just and we're going to bring Uncle Ty right back.
That is, man.
We're going to bring, and we appreciate you for blessing us with your knowledge, my brother, because I have now picked up Lady of the Evening.
No, that's
gonna be my new shit.
I feel like that was a dope ass intro for you.
Now for the rest of the shows and from here on out, if I say Lady of the Evening, the followers already know.
Most definitely.
The ladies of the evening. This is the Lady of the Evening.
Yeah.
And they gonna
I've
know.
Had a ball, and I appreciate you guys.
No, that was just your intro. We gonna put this shit out. And once you see the feedback, and you see how you got them questions right there, we're gonna make sure that we get all that shit.
You got an Instagram?
They're gonna be like, man, when y'all gonna bring Uncle Ty back, man? Ask that nigga what kind of Cadillac he had. They hang on the details on this.
Now
show.
After this show, you gonna have to get on social media. Now.
They gonna ask.
You gonna have to get.
You might as well
Instagram,
tell me now.
Facebook.
Y'all gonna walk me through it now.
Most definitely.
You gonna be surprised. You gonna be like, she done sent me some pussy pictures in the DM.
Right. That's what they doing these days.
I be damned.
Yeah, that's what they doing.
I'm gonna click like. I like that one.
Yeah, man. This is the 85 South Show. You come kick it with us whenever the hell you want to, man. That's what we do.
Well, I'll definitely be back.
That nigga gonna buy a computer, ain't gonna never leave that bitch. He ain't gonna have it walk with her everywhere he go. Nigga, I got to keep this motherfucker with me. Ain't no telling when I'm gonna get a pussy picture.
He ain't gonna be telling all the little all this. I'm on there with him. Me and DC, all of us. We on there.
He gonna be called little like we
pull
a real partner.
Pull
he
it
gonna
up.
Fly and Los. Yeah, they're my nephew.
And we on there. Pull it
so,
up.
So when did this be aired? When did they air this?
Friday. We're putting this shit out Friday. Payday. We come out on payday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when I come back,
yeah, we come back. We come out on payday. That's why we drop on Friday. We drop. We drop every.
Drop
Friday.
Some bombs on this bitch. Do we got some bombs? We just gotta hit some.
85 South Show Payday Comedy Event every Friday coming live. Locally accepted liquor stores, check cashing places everywhere.
Western Union,
Camp Creek, Camelton Road, Eastside, Decatur, Westside of Atlanta, Marietta, Gwinnett County, Riverdale, over there by the airport, all up and down Old National.
Money
nigga,
ground.
Not only are we in Atlanta, we are locally accepted in every neighborhood. Anywhere that niggas got some ashtrays on the porch full of Black and Miles, Newports, Roaches, Blunts, everything.
And
we
kids.
In here. We in this bitch like a fetus.
Don't
85 South Show. Nigga, this whole episode smell like weed, just like all the rest of them.
an old coochie.
That's what you do when you own your own shit. You could just
Say whatever.
You just drop a commercial whenever the fuck you want to. Hey, this is the 85 South Show.
Yeah.
Wear a condom. Pick the kind you like.
Naked City. We're doing Naked City.
Naked City.
Naked City.
Meet to meet.
Welcome to
Unprotected
Naked
Sex
City.
Pull out game.
You wanna have that coochie on your dick.
Uncle Tyrone, coming to a theater near you.
Naked City.
You can catch Uncle Tyrone on Young Jeezy's new album.
Naked City.
'85 South Show, man. All we do is talk shit. We out of here.
85.
You.
80.
Thank you so much for blessing us.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
That was fun.
Yeah, we do.
Mm. Uncle Ty, your little lady friend left you, man.
Yeah, she did. That's did she leave or she out there?
She might still be out there.
She left.
Uncle Tyrone ain't playing, man. She don't leave without asking big questions. Yeah, well, that's my friend's. She ain't gone, is she? Young lady, she gone.